everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, January the 8th, 2013, as we venture now into the third year of our radio show, and we are delighted you are with us. We are live noon to 1 each weekday here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. It's also Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, a station with great reach. Today we will be talking with the UA neurosurgeon who, along with his team, was instrumental in saving the life of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords 2 years ago today. 20 minutes past the hour, we talk with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. Shelley has our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. 30 minutes past the hour, the big push to make life a little easier for the animals at Pima County Animal Control. And then we'll close out the show with our bi-monthly arts segment in conjunction with the Tucson Weekly. If you would like to join in the conversation, the Buckmaster Show live line is now open for you at 790-2040. Well, it was 2 years ago today, the two-year anniversary of one of the blackest days in Tucson history, the Tucson shooting tragedy that claimed six lives and left 13 others injured, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Joining me in studio is Dr. Michael LaMole, who heads the UMC Department of Neurosurgery. Dr. LaMole and his team, along with UMC Trauma Chief Dr. Peter Ree and his colleagues, save the life of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and their teams worked so hard and saved other lives that day as well. Dr. Ree hired Dr. LaMole, who is a leading expert on skull-based surgery, to head the Division of Neurosurgery in 2009 as part of a sweeping expansion of UMC's trauma center. That trauma center is Southern Arizona's only level one trauma center. Dr. LaMole, good to see you. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Tell me about, take us back 2 years ago. What's your most vivid memory of that awful morning, that Saturday, January 8th?
My most vivid memory is probably when I first got that call. I was in the golf pro shop. My son had just had his first lesson. And it was almost something out of, for example, Saving Private Ryan, where time slows down. I was taking the phone call from the trauma surgeon who was explaining to me what had happened. And I was simultaneously watching it on the TV in the pro shop. And literally for a couple seconds, I was transfixed by the TV, and it almost seemed like time slowed down. And then all of a sudden, things sped up, and it all registered. And I basically said, I know what I have to do.
When did you realize that the high profile, one of the most high profile patient was Gabrielle Giffords?
He said that at the end of that conversation.
So you knew this was going to be... Not that every case isn't important, but this case was going to attract a lot of attention.
I knew there would be a lot of attention. And one more point, we didn't know if there were going to be more casualty gunshot wounds to the head. This was a mass casualty situation.
How important was the time factor, Dr. LaMole?
Time is very important in these cases. We find if you can get the patients in that golden hour to care, definitive care, that operation if necessary, that's the most important thing.
What was the time factor?
Well, and my trauma guys know better than I do, but they got her from the time she reached our doors to the time she was in the OR, 38 minutes. And I know it was a very short time from Safeway down to UMC. They very wisely chose to put her in an ambulance and went straight down.
You had said at the time that the outcomes from these shootings to the head, percentage-wise, where you have a positive outcome, are very rare.
It depends on what you look at. If you look at the series from the 80s and the 90s where you're taking all comers, yes, they're abysmal. But I always tell people the most important thing is what is the patient doing right before you go to surgery? And the best thing for us was that Congresswoman Giffords was still awake, still able to interact with us. And that told me that her brain was still working.
And the bullet entering at a spot that was much more favorable, I guess, for what could have been, right?
It could absolutely could have been worse. I'd say no bullet is favorable in the brain, but no. But yes, it could have been worse if it had gone deeper, sort of through the geographic center of the brain. Unfortunately, those patients really don't wake up.
What made the case especially challenging? I know any brain surgery would be challenging, but what were the things that you really had to be on top of your game that day?
Well, we had to make the decision of whether or not to put the bone back, and that can be somewhat controversial because we know that if you have a swollen or angry brain, even that tissue that's not going to live, that can do further damage by pushing on the brain that is good. On the other hand, if you take off that bone and leave it off willy-nilly, if you do it for all your patients, you might be doing some harm. So it's that judgment call in the first scenario. And that was for that first operation. Believe it or not, though, and this is the good news, that first operation, taking the bone off, is something that any neurosurgeon can do. And that's one of the points we want to get out there, is that time is of the essence. It's not about how tricky the operation is or how long the surgeon has trained. Any neurosurgeon can do that basic life-saving procedure, and time is the critical component.
How do you think Gabrielle Giffords is doing 2 years out?
She looks great. I've had the opportunity to interact with her and her husband, both publicly and privately, and she looks fantastic. She's exceeded all of our expectations.
The recovery from something like this can take many, many years, correct?
No question. Okay. I do tell patients, however, that the faster you recover, the more likely it will be more complete. But as you can see in her case, she continues to impress us every day. Now, she's also been the beneficiary of a lot of intensive rehabilitation, and that's something that we'd like all our patients to have.
You know, there have been so many advancements in your area working with surgeries that are, I guess you call them, the non-invasive brain surgery.
Correct.
How has this business changed since when you became a resident?
Well, we, like everything else in medicine, you sort of evolve to asking the question, what can you do, what should you do? And so when I was training, and toward the beginning of where I trained, it was about how aggressive can we be, how can we get to any part of the brain or any part of the skull that we want to. And we've shown that very, very well. And now I think the trend is to say, can we still get there but leave as minimal a footprint but be as effective as we were in the old days? And that, for example, a case in point is getting at some of these tumors up through the nose. So no visible scars on the face or the head, and still having the same impact as the days when we literally disarticulated a face.
Is that a whole new learning curve for you?
It is. I mean, some of it's a learning curve just with the anatomy, and that's hard enough. Some of it's the video game generation, and I somewhat benefited from that, in that we're looking with endoscopes and video cameras, and it's almost a little bit like playing a video game. And so that skill set combined with the knowledge of the anatomy really does up the ante.
You and your colleagues paused at 10:10 this morning, as did many Tucsonans. You paused and your colleagues over at UMC. And I wonder, there is a discussion going on in the community, Dr. Lamole, about how should we remember this day? The group Beyond Tucson, the Zimmerman family, has made this effort to remember the day with a first Saturday of January, an outdoor event, which I commend. But we are talking about some kind of permanent memorial. Some of your thoughts on that?
You know, actually, I was privileged to go to some of those open forums talking about how to best memorialize this. And it was a wonderful organic process where everyone there was asked what a memorial means to them. Because, you know, one of the things I learned is that a memorial is not necessarily a statue. It could be an open park. It could be a symphony. And what I like about the process and what that foundation is doing is basically engaging everyone and saying, what in a memorial do we as Tucsonans need to see? And that is very valuable. I personally like memorials that focus less on the injury and more on the healing and coming together that happens afterwards. Obviously, you need to pay, and I used this analogy at that meeting. As a Christian, I like to focus on the resurrection more than the crucifixion, because that's the remarkable thing that followed. And likewise, in a memorial, it's about the way we came together rather than what tore us apart briefly.
Dr. Michael Lamole is with us. Dr. Lamole heads up the Department of Neurosurgery at the University of Arizona and at UMC. We've talked a little bit about a memorial. I want to talk about the trauma center that I think so many people came to realize, Dr. Lamole, 2 years ago, really how important a major trauma center, a level one trauma center, is to a community. And I think before January 8th of 2011, a lot of people maybe weren't so engaged in the whole debate over how important a trauma center really is.
I think you're right. And this is predating my time in Tucson, but I know at one point there was another trauma center at Tucson Medical Center.
Yes, at TMC.
And that went away. And then with shortages in staffing at the university, even that availability had dwindled somewhat. And I'm happy to say that with Dr. Rhee, and of course, I share our chairman with Dr. Rhee, it's Dr. Grusner, they rebuilt the Department of Surgery to the point that now we can man a trauma center that is among the busiest in the nation and certainly among the most effective in the nation.
Did you I'm sure you did, you and your colleagues, go back and think about what you did that day, which was very commendable, but I'm sure you, being professionals like you are and perfectionists, you probably were thinking maybe there were some areas that you could improve upon.
You know, we did do that, and I've talked with Dr. Rhee about this and my staff, and as far as the Congresswoman's care went, I don't think we would have changed a thing.
No. And
believe it or not, I think the trauma surgeons did a commendable job. None of the patients who arrived alive, if you will, to our trauma center died. And they all made very decent recoveries. It's just unfortunate that we couldn't do more for the six people who lost their lives.
How important is having a teaching hospital in a community?
I think it's very important because not only there's the broad philosophical view that we have to train the next generation of doctors. It doesn't matter how good I am, 20, 30 years from now, I'm not around, at least actively practicing, potentially. But also, these doctors in training really allow us to run these programs on several fronts. I can be operating on a brain tumor and an emergency gunshot wound to the head, for example, comes in. I can still field that because I've got this redundancy in my staff. Young doctors who I might add are still doctors. They've gone through the full medical training, and in many cases, they've done several years of residency. They're in the mid or upper residency. They're ready to go out and operate independently in the world in the next few years. And by having those as my extenders and also teaching them, we can really be much more effective with the day-to-day uncertainties.
Dr. Michael LaMole, thank you very much for everything you do for our community. We really appreciate it, and a time to reflect 2 years of where we've been since the January 8th tragedy, and you make this a better community, you being here. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for having me.
This is the Buckmaster Show, coming up now on 1217. Shelley Fishman is next. We'll find out how the market is doing. Stay with us.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than two file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Well, 22, and here he is now, the man himself, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how is the new year going?
Year is going pretty well, actually. Somebody on television, I think this morning or maybe it was yesterday, called this bull market a stealth bull market, because this has been going on now for several years. It's been very, very good, but nobody seems to know about it, you know? and unfortunately, a lot of private money, a lot of individual investor money is staying on the sidelines or invested in bonds and fixed income funds. So what you get in equities is the larger investors, the commercial investors, the retirement funds, and that kind of thing.
You know, we had the fiscal cliff that part of the equation is behind us. There's still two or three major financial hurdles coming up down the road, but right now the market is pretty much looking at earnings reports for the year, right?
Yeah. The market did its moment of clicking its heels for 2 days when the lawmakers in Washington decided that staying up till 2 in the morning was a good idea, and now it's priced that in. The first step. We've got every bit of the same fiscal cliff coming up at the end of February, and it's going to be as loud and as unpleasant. It just is. But right now, the market's looking at fundamentals, I think. I think it's looking at corporate earnings, which is what markets ought to be looking at, yeah, after right. all.
And those earnings are looking how?
Well, last quarter of 2012, probably better than the third quarter, but not as robust as I think you're going to be seeing in the first two quarters of this year. So you're going to see corporations meeting their objectives for the most part, doing, you know, announcing earnings that were in line with their forecasts. But then you always forecast ahead a quarter and with some view to what you think the year is going to be. And I think we're going to see some very, very optimistic views of where the market is going over the next, where the industry and where industry is going over the next year.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us on the Buckmaster Show every Tuesday about this time, about 12:20. And Shelley operates out of the Pyramid Credit Unions here in Tucson. That's where his office rotates to different Pyramid offices. And congratulations to all of your colleagues at Pyramid. I see that you have picked up the Pyramid has picked up the coveted 5-star rating.
Yeah, it was announced on Sunday in the Star.
The
Daily Star. Yeah, it was a great lead article in the business section, and Pyramid is one of two credit unions down here in Southern Arizona with 5 stars. It's real, you know, I've got to say Ray Lancaster is doing just this great job, very conservative, very bankerish kind of job of just taking Pyramid in a wonderful direction.
A lot of trust to Pyramid in the community. Shelley, that Star article on Sunday about the managed retirement funds that are
coming. You've been reading the paper.
I have, but a lot of people have questions perhaps about the funds that they are talking about that are, I guess, common in 401k plans?
Yeah. You know, we talk about the fact that your 401k should never be on autopilot. However, I lied. There is a case when your 401k can be on your autopilot when somebody else is managing it. And that's what these funds are. They are retirement funds that are intended to be balanced so that they reallocate their distribution of investments as you get older and toward a targeted retirement year. So you buy a fund that's, say, a 2020 fund or a 2030 fund or a 2040 fund, and those funds are balanced in such a way that, for instance, a 2040 fund is going to be very, very aggressive right now and get more and more conservative as it gets closer to 2040 and you get closer to retirement. So the things that you would normally do with a financial advisor are built into the management of those funds. And if you take a look at that article and you see how the returns of those funds have varied over the last year or two. For instance, the 2020 fund has had about, and there's several funds involved here, of course, but on average about 10% return. The 2030 fund about 11 or 12% return because more aggressive
right.
in a good year for stocks, and the 2040 even higher. So, when these funds first came out, a lot of us had concerns about how well they were being managed. I think they're kind of getting their act together. And if you're an investor, you have a 401k, you don't want to bother with it, you don't know really how to invest or reallocate, a good way to put all or some of those investments is in a fund that's being managed in such a way that it is coincident with where you think your retirement is going to be.
What are you looking at right now for your clients when you come down to the start of a new year?
Well, first of all, you have to do an annual review. You have to find out if anything has changed in their lives, in their objectives, in their risk tolerance. Then I add a layer on top of that, which is, you know, everybody always asks me, what do you think the markets are going to do this
right.
year? And as you know, I'm pretty optimistic about
and
that.
And you've been very accurate, too, with your predictions over the last three or four years, almost to the percentage point.
Right. Yeah. And the other thing they ask is what's not going to do so well? What should we lighten up on? And, for instance, I believe interest rates will be going up. I think the Fed's going to try to keep them down, but the market is going to have its way with the Fed on this. And so toward the end of this year, beginning of next year, you're going to see interest rates rise. That tells me that you're going to get lower overall returns from the bonds that are correlated with treasuries and the broad bond market. So I'm lightening up there for most clients to substitute almost equally safe investments, go with high-yield bond funds, go with municipal bond funds for those taxable accounts, and in some cases, emerging market sovereign debt funds. Those have produced very good results.
Shelley Fishman, where can folks get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by going to this guy, Bill Buckmaster's website.
BuckmasterShow.com. There is a link to Shelley with all the information. He's a good guy. Give him a try. Thanks, Shel.
You bet, Bill. Have a great week.
You too.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The tape of the first 911 call to police about the Colorado movie theater shooting has been heard in court today at a preliminary hearing for accused gunman James Holmes. On this second anniversary of the shooting in Tucson, Arizona, that killed six people and critically injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, Tucson residents have been lining up outside a police substation, surrendering guns in exchange for gift cards. A man who's been in custody in Tunisia for alleged ties to the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya in September has been set free. His lawyer says a judge has conditionally freed the man due to a lack of evidence. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 63 points at 13,321. The NASDAQ is off 10 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
$12:35 on the Buckmaster Show, the Tuesday edition. Welcome back. This portion brought to you by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Our friends over in Silver City want you to know about the upcoming Red Paint Powwow that will be held in downtown Silver City the weekend of January 18th, 19th, and 20th. Should be a lot of fun. If you're looking for a getaway, it's only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Plenty of places to stay. Good places like Gila Hot Springs Ranch, Little Toad Creek Inn, and Pinos Altos Cabins. For more information, you can go to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. Well, a big effort is underway, and it's an effort that I personally applaud to make life better for our animal friends that are awaiting adoption at Pima County Animal Control. Joining me in studio is Pima Animal Care Shelter Manager Justin Gallick. Got Gallick, it right there, yes, Gallick. Justin, thanks for being with us.
No, thank you for having us on.
A lot of exciting things going on, and I want to begin with $13 pet adoptions right now. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so to ring in 2013, Pima Animal Care Center has decided to discount all of their adoption fees for $13. The $13 gets you the animal, the pet will be spayed or neutered, microchipped, fully vaccinated. The only additional fee on top of that is the $15 license if the pet is old enough.
And pets have a tremendous benefit to have around the house.
Absolutely. We have roughly 95 to 100 adoptable dogs, and I would say about 55 to 60 adoptable cats. And unfortunately, we are a high intake shelter, so we just, there's always going to be pets that need homes.
And how many are you, percentage-wise, how many do you usually find homes for before they have to be, the ones that don't, unfortunately, have to be put down?
You know, our adoption rate is approximately 60%.
I wish we could get it to 100%, and I know you do too.
Absolutely. That's, you know, one of the reasons why we do initiatives such as the discounted adoption fees, promotions, any of the support that we can ask for from the community. We're really trying to increase our volunteer base. So if anybody out there has free time and really wants to come and help out, we need dog walkers, adoption hosts, clerical help, somebody to just socialize the cats. So there's really something to do for everybody if they wanted to get involved.
Yeah, if they just want to pick up a couple of cats and give them a big hug and give them a little love, even for a few hours. I'm a huge cat lover, and our cat Princess, a pure breed Norwegian forest cat, she was sitting in a cage at Pima Animal Care, and she's saying, "What in the heck is somebody as beautiful as I am doing in a cage here with all these other cats?" And I'll tell you, I picked up that cat, and it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
And it's just a feeling like I just can't explain. It was just so wonderful. Justin Gaelic. I want to say Gaelic, like Irish. No, it's Gaelic.
Gaelic
is with us, and he is the Pima Animal Care Shelter Manager. You had a dog walk on New Year's Day, and you're going to do another one January 21st. If somebody could even give an hour, that would be great, right?
Absolutely. These dog walks like this are a great way to come down, see if it's something that you enjoy. I believe after the Christmas Day dog walk and the New Year's Day dog walk, we've found about 75 volunteers that would like to continue to volunteer with us on, you know, semi-regular basis. So it's a great asset for us. So keep that in mind. And if you have some time, please come down.
Where are you located?
Our address is 4000 North Silver Bell Road. We're about 2 miles north of Grant on Silver Bell.
And the hours of operation?
Our open hours for the shelter are 12 to 7 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
Is there a website, too, that folks can get all this information?
Absolutely. Our website right now is pimaanimalcare.org. And there's a... That'll have just the general volunteer information. You can download a volunteer form.
And there are pets of the week.
And you can actually, yes, and you can actually, there's links to our stray pets for those that may have lost a pet and are looking, as well as links to our adoptable pets.
I am looking at the pets of the week right now. There's Wolfgang. Wolfgang's a pretty good looking cat. If you want to go to the Pima Animal Care Center website, you take a nice picture there of Wolfgang. And Apple, don't forget Apple, the dog, is available. And Apple says that he is very, very friendly. So that looks like a nice pair. Maybe take them both home. Want to talk about something that really I think is a great idea, classical music at the shelter. They have done studies. I don't know how they did it, but they found that classical music makes houseplants do better. So, I mean, just the soothing effect of having classical music piped in to the shelter seems like a great idea.
Absolutely. We're really excited. This was done through, was a fundraising initiative through PAC Partners, which is our charitable foundation. If anybody wants information on there, their website is pacpartners.org.
And that's PACC Partners.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Basically, the idea, like Bill said, came from studies that just decreased the stress. So one of the ways that we are looking to increase our animals' adoptability, help the pets to not be as stressed, be a little more, a little closer to what they would actually be in the home.
Yeah, it cuts down probably on the dog barking and that's stressful. I'm sure it is for the cats that are at the shelter.
Absolutely.
Hearing that barking going on all the time. Also, improving the conditions of the dogs and cats with little beds for the animals.
Yeah, we prior to starting the sound system initiative, PAC Partners did a dog bed building. TEP and Unisource actually assisted with this, and we were we raised enough money for the supplies to build a shelter for every bed, an elevated bed for every kennel in the shelter. And then actually volunteers in the community came out to a build. We had about 45 volunteers come out, and in a span of about 5 hours, we had built 105 beds. So it's wonderful, and immediately the dogs just jumped right on them and went to sleep. So it's those type of initiatives that I think the community wants, and it's really bringing the community together to all of our wants and goal, which is which are to, you know, end the euthanasia of homeless pets in Pima County.
Yeah, that is the ultimate goal. Justin Gowlick is with us, the care manager, shelter care manager at Pima Animal Control. And again, take a look at their website. It's pima.gov/animalcare, and all the information that you need is right there. And help them out. $13, can't beat that. $13 adoption fee for the whole month of January.
Absolutely. Please come on down.
Justin, thank you very much. Good luck with the animals.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Life on Earth begins with water. The plants that sustain us and biodiversity that surrounds us. At UA Biosphere 2, water is big science. From our tropical rainforest and million-gallon ocean to the mountain slopes of LEO, our new landscape evolution observatory. By recreating the natural world on such an immense scale, LEO aims to reveal better ways to understand and manage global water resources. Come see how Biosphere 2 is being used to model climate science, test smart technology, and develop new environmental strategies that can help build a stronger 21st century community. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, where innovation lives, just north of Tucson, America's science city. Explore today. More information at b2science.org.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:49 on this Tuesday afternoon. The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe's is family-owned and run, has been since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. In other words, Moe will gladly come out and make a house call and do all the measuring and hanging. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Joining us now is Linda Ray. Linda is the listings event editor of Tucson Weekly. She's also the editor of Tucson Woman, which is a new quarterly publication. And Linda, you have been incredibly busy putting together all of the spring arts listings. It's overwhelming. I've got 15 pages in front of me that you had to put together here, covering listings for January 24th through about May 22nd. That's a huge job.
It's so much fun.
I bet.
Hey, you know, don't feel left out. If somehow you missed being in this time, be sure to just keep us informed of everything you're doing. Listings at TucsonWeekly.com, and we will slot that in. I just had that conversation with your previous guest.
Yeah, so. From Pima Animal Care and their event, that Tucson, the walk, dog walk event, should be listed.
Right, it should. So we're going to get together on that. But let's talk about the arts. This
is
the fascinating thing. You mentioned there are 15 pages here, but remember, this is just conventionally what we would call arts.
Right.
Theater, art, music, and all of that stuff. And there are hundreds of other activities going on. And the interesting thing to me, I mean, it's exciting, is that this season we are seeing so much crossover, not only among the arts, but between the arts and different things. For instance, well later on we'll get to this Confluence Center at the university that's at the center of a lot of that. And one of the things that they're doing is lectures at a local nightclub on Wednesday night. So just mix up with the community, mixing different arts together. It's very exciting what's happening. Just for an example.
So the U of A getting together, they're combining music, art, theater, scholarship.
Poetry, film, everything. But, you know, let's just start for the heck of it with a dance project that's not by the U of A. It's the Artifact Dance Project. It's happening Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th. It's called I Wonder If My Name Is Alice. And it's a collaborative production featuring dance, live music, film, and live performance art. Again, that's going to be Friday and Saturday, March 29th and 30th at 7:30, Artifact Dance Company. They frequently are the leaders in some of these creative developments, particularly in dance. But right under that in dance on our little list, we have Passionately Piazzolla. Well, have you learned to tango yet?
No, I haven't.
It's all the rage. It's all the rage. And tango dancers out there know the name Piazzolla. But what's interesting about this is the Chamber Music Plus and the Tucson Guitar Society are presenting Passionately Piazzolla, which is inspired by the life of one of the originators of tango music.
Hmm.
And that's Friday through Sunday, February 15th through 17th. Showtimes are 7:30 Friday, Saturday, 1 and 5 p.m. Sunday. I'd give you the URL, but it's in the weekly. Pick up the weekly. But
and the weekly, all of this is going to be in the weekly in the issue that will be available January 17th.
Yes.
So you've put the finishing touches on this long list,
getting
it ready for January 17th. Linda Ray is with us. Linda is always busy at the Tucson Weekly because she is the listing event editor, and four times a year she puts together pretty much the spring, summer, fall, and winter.
Tucson Weekly.
Yes, Tucson Weekly Arts.
I'm sorry, Tucson Woman.
Tucson Woman, yes, which is really a new publication that is available to, I mean, I've seen it in doctor's offices.
We're excited about it. You can, if you're interested in knowing more about it and seeing something like the kind of writing that appears, you can go to our website, TucsonWoman.com, or you can just email me, Linda@TucsonWoman.com. We can set you up with a free subscription. Right now, the subscriptions are free. It's sent to a certain number of people in town and just a few places it's available. But back to the listings.
Linda Ray is with us, and this is our bi-monthly arts report presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Let's go through some of the categories, if you can hit on maybe some of the highlights. Why don't we begin with art?
In art, there is something interesting. I learn something every time, but there is a flame-off of a flame glassworking competition among 24 glass artists at the Rialto Theater, 6:30 p.m. Friday, February 8th, and that's hosted by the Sonoran Glass Academy, who is also working with Philibaum Glass Gallery and Studio, which you know has been around a long, long time. They are going to be working on a, I don't have the date here, but they're doing, there's some new technique in glass art involving steam. So there's going to be a steam off connected with that in the spring, and it's going to be another kind of competition. And then those works, the winners of that competition are going to be available for viewing and for sale at Philibaum later in the month. So there's a whole new lots going on in glass.
One of my friends, artist Earl Wettstein. He's got a show coming up at the DeGrazia Gallery in the Sun, Little Gallery.
Right.
And that's an exhibit of oil paintings and woodblock prints by Earl Wettstein and Southwestern Art by Pam Davidson. That's going to be starting up at the end of the month and continuing through February the 8th. So, I mean, there are so many things going on. We could spend the next 2 hours talking about it.
If we asked people to raise hands, who knows Earl Wettstein? We'd have a sea.
Yeah, everyone would know Earl. we covered dance. We've done art.
Okay.
You want to hit on some other categories for us?
Pardon the
No, that's okay. We've got 15 pages to shuffle.
Yeah, I know. I know we covered dance, but this actually goes to music as well. The Passionately Piazzolla is actually part of a 9-day event called Tucson Desert Song Festival. And as we go along and look at music and some of the other things, we'll see how many people are involved, including a lot of internationally known opera singers and conductors and musicians. So again, check out the weekly, the arts section on the 17th. You can learn all about everything that's going on for those 9 days.
Huge activities going on with music. I see that B.B. King is coming to the Casino del Sol, the legendary B.B. King. But there's all sorts of other local events, too. You've got a long music section, don't you?
Right. The U of A music session, I'm only half finished, and you can see how long it is already. But there's a lot of stuff going on in the arts in the U of A in every aspect, opera, theater, and music. So we'll have to everybody take a look at that. There's a lot going on in film, too. I don't know if you've heard about the anime festival that's going on right now through the end of this month at the Loft Cinema. and I'm spacing on his name. Some caller's going to think I'm crazy for forgetting it, but that's just one of the things that's going on. But other things going on, the Out in the Desert LGBT Film Festival's coming up, the Jewish Film Festival's coming up, lots going on in film.
And literature?
Let's talk about the kids.
Okay, go ahead.
Because it kind of moves us into literature anyway.
Uh-huh.
The UA Presents is doing its annual Children's Festival at Centennial Hall. That is coming right up from 1 to 3:30 on Sunday, January 7th, along with the production of Harold and the Purple Crayon, a dance adventure, which combines art, literature, and dance. So this is going to be a lot of fun for kids, but also Family Days at the Poetry Center. I don't think we talk about those enough, but they're once a month on Saturday, the 26th, February 16th, March 16th, and so on. You can take your kids, and they can participate in Poetry Joey's competition, write poems. There's always a guest speaker, so that's a fun thing to do with kids.
And literature, of course, the Tucson Book Festival is coming up.
The Tucson Book Festival is coming up.
Which has been hugely successful.
Yep, yep.
And I forget what year this is. Maybe like fourth or fifth. Oh, yeah, fourth or fifth year.
I think it's probably the fifth.
Anyway, we're going to have to wrap it up, Linda.
Oh, you're
We've
kidding.
Got
we didn't
snow.
Get to fine art photography.
Oh, fine art. Well,
art
you
lectures
know, we're just
in
gonna,
the libraries, and the rest you're just going to have to look up.
Yes, we're just going to have to direct everyone to the Tucson Weekly. The edition will be January 17th. Linda Ray, thank you very much.
Thank
Linda,
you.
Editor of Tucson Woman, a quarterly, and she's the listings editor for the Tucson Weekly. Thanks again, Linda.
Thank you.
The bi-monthly arts report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe can take care of all of your custom frame mirrors, art. He'll come out, measure, frame, hang. He'll take care of it. Moe's Gallery in the Interior Design Center, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. The Buckmaster Show also thanks Splendido for their support. Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley, a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. Find out more at splendidotucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. I've got a bottle right in front of me. It is provided by Culligan. Culligan offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available for your home or business. Culligan water, why do we like it so much? I think it's pretty simple. It tastes better. That's the answer. John C. Scott from 3 to 5 this afternoon here on KVOI. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster wishing you a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.